prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of
P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-478-1602. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-478-1602. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-478-1602. 1-800-478-1602.
I hate Tom's Tulip Shop. It just smells so flowery. Like we good at your flower shop. You don't need to remind us.
No matter how hard you work for your small business, online reviewers will find something to complain about.
I needed a fake plant. They don't sell fake plants. Thanks for nothing, Tom.
And while Progressive can save you from these trolls, we can help you save money on commercial auto and business insurance.
Then he says, have a great day. I'll decide what kind of day to have.
Get a quote online today at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliated and third-party insurers.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan. It's a good hour. Hour number two, Gus Kattengill, Jordan Kleber with you, buddy. Back over in the La Rose studios. We'll take your phone calls and tweets. 800-998-1003. Buddy will say hello to you and put you on. And Jordan, we'll go with some tweets. Game balls, pats on the back, and who needs to have a seat next to coach? I started off the show by saying the official that threw out J.J. Redick for the bounce pass that apparently he felt could have killed him for throw. Am I overreacting on that, or am I accurate on that, huh? Am I accurate on that or not? J.J. Redick being tossed. What do you think? Am I accurate on that?
You're accurate.
Thank you.
Sorry, I had to join this Zoom.
Are you really in the Zoom meeting right now?
It's class. Attendance.
Wow. Well, yeah. Can they see you?
I made sure to mute everything. And
Well, don't they have to know you're actually on?
It says I'm on.
That's unbelievable. So is that how this works?
It's going to have to, because I need that attendance grade.
Well, put the phone like on your laptop so they can see you.
No.
Why?
Because then they're going to see that I'm doing something else.
Well, you're multitasking.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
They don't need to know that.
Get it into Williamson. Zion driving at Thompson. Driving. Throws it up off the glass. It rolls in. And one. Ask and ye shall receive from the Smoothie King Center.
Just feed the man.
Just like you draw it up, baby. He took it at Tristan Thompson, who had no recourse. And Williamson will try to complete the three-point play with 6.9 seconds left.
That's all you had to do was give it to number one.
That is expert analysis by our color commentator, Daniel Salerson. On that, I'm not making fun of him, but that's what I said on Thursday.
I was saying it watching the game.
Yes, that's why on Thursday I jingled keys and I said, hand him the keys. We talked about it here over the first 2 hours. Love to get your opinion on it. Ty Graffinini will join us at 2:15. Marlon Favre at 2:30. Hit on some NFL tidbits, but we're going to play some sound here, but yeah, look, basically to recap what we've been talking about, and it's not a pat on the back. It's just, I like seeing this. I like seeing this because again, you have to evolve and you have to play by what you're seeing, right? And eyeballs are seeing Zion growing leaps and bounds. Last 11 games, 27 points, 4.5 assists, 43.9% three-point shooting, 76% free throw shooting, 67% field goal percentage, 5.6 rebounds. That's what he's been doing the last 11 games. By the way, he played 40 minutes yesterday. First time in his career did that. Jordan, he didn't pass out. Imagine that. So it means he's in shape. And it's what Todd's been saying. You're going to get better, more time on the court. You can do that. Two things of note that stood out to me, though. I just played you that instance. Zion, end of the game. They trusted him. He went to the rim and won. Got the free throw. Gave the Pels a two-point lead. That's big. Sure, it was big that he had it. You would have to play on defense regardless, but a two beats you. A two only ties you. Three beats you, though. Now, Tatum did a floater. They tied it, but they trusted Zion, and he made the free throw. Jordan, in this homestand already, the guy has made some clutch free throws, man. Now, the other thing I like is this highlight in overtime.
Williams tipped it, and Melly got it. Now you have the basketball in a tie game, 40 seconds left in overtime. Now point Zion, sizing up Tice. Throw it out to Ingram. Left wing three. Swish! Swish!
You heard him. The graphs say it. And Jake Madison pointed it out. Along with Sharif Ashak as well. Point Zion. I asked Sharif. He was doing a package on Zion today. What would it be? And he said it's point Zion. That's the story right now. Again, why did I say give me the keys, Jordan? Why did I say hand them the keys? Let him make the decisions late. Don't have to be all the time, then have to be the whole game, then be every game. But more often than not, I want to see him grow. You can't grow if you're not put in those positions. I can simulate that all I want in practice. The only way you know what that's like, whether or not your heart beats a little faster than not, whether or not the knee's a little wobbly, or you just thrive on it. The only way you know is if you do it. Period. And there were two things, Jordan, that you pointed out that stood out in their post-game comments. Here's Zion on playing a lot in crunch time.
I mean, that means a lot to me, man. And that's what, you know, every player puts in hard work for, you know, to be in those moments. And, you know, Zoe, B.I., Bled, Coach, Teaspoon especially, when she saw that I was kind of like a little frustrated in the first half, she came to me, you know, gave me a lot of words of confidence. But yeah, I mean, it means a lot. You know, they're all looking at me in that moment like, hey, we with you. Whatever decision you make, we're with you on it. So, you know, to have people like that behind me, man, it means a lot.
But I mean, Jordan, again, you're going to learn so much just by being a part of your show. That's what I've been saying, isn't it? You're not hearing in him? He's like, thank you. It's kind of what I want. I need to learn to do it. But then you pointed this out, so kudos to you. What stood out in Brandon Ingram's post-game presser?
He kind of, I wouldn't say fully gave him the keys, but he definitely complimented and he kind of gave Zion some advice before taking that.
It's a road trip.
Yeah.
It's a road trip. We're both going to be driving. It's a road trip. Right? But that's why I said Thursday's a learner's permit. But it's a road trip. Two people are going to have to drive. If you and I were driving to Miami for the Super Bowl or Tampa for the Super Bowl,
you're driving.
You know, we're going to split it. Oh, I'm driving the whole way. Huh? You're just going to kick back, put your feet.
I might fill up the
gas
every now.
I'm going to see feet marks on my dashboard.
I might fill up the gas every now and then.
At the very least, you're doing that. If you're making me drive all the way. You might. You know what? How about you just join me from the North Shore while I would be at the Super Bowl? How about that? Especially after that. Here's what Brandon Ingram said. Unbelievable.
Well, first of all, it's opinion. And I know how I feel about encouraging words and other guys feel about encouraging words. But all I told him is just be decisive. Whatever you feel is right at the end of that game, whatever that you need to do to get the best shot for our team, go and do it and then feel good about it. So he definitely did that. I don't think he needed any extra encouragement or anything else. He made a basketball play that we believe in, and he made the shot.
Zion handling the workload, SVG.
Yeah, he handled the workload fine, and he did a pretty good job on the defensive end of the floor, too. So, you know, yeah, I was really, really happy. And, you know, that's what you have to do in this league if you want to be the guys. What he and Brandon did tonight, and Zoe, the minutes they put in and play through all that. You can't do that every night in the schedule we play, but headed into 2 days off, like that's what needed to be done tonight, and you got to be able to do it and take on that responsibility, and they did it.
Indeed. Van Gundy also on the performance by Zion in the second half. What do you have, 4 points at halftime?
Five.
Five?
I think the lowest of the season.
Not typical, but it again, you know, it's not.
Yeah, I didn't think he had trouble with his shot, Will. Their defense was good, and if you noticed, until we got into the very late fourth quarter in the overtime, every time Zion was in the game, they went Tristan Thompson and Tice in the game. Every time we subbed him back in, right? So that he had to beat one guy and the other guy was coming to the rim all the time. And so, you know, it was difficult. I actually thought their defense was responsible, not him. And we had to get some stuff where he'd have a little bit more of a chance. And he did, you know, when he got a chance, then he went to work and did a good job. So, you know, I didn't think he was like, I never thought like, oh man, he's missing shots that he normally makes. I thought their defense was really, really good.
24 points, the comeback, largest in franchise history. Jordan, for them to come back and do that, Zion on
You know, it was a big win for us. Because, you know, we stayed true to who we were. We rallied back and, you know, everybody, the coaches, players, ball boys, everybody was just engaged, and you know, all that we needed all that energy and we pulled through.
Well, one of our first callers today was Terry, and he said, "Give me a game ball." Yes. He said him and the fans in there wanted a game ball for spurring people up. The other thing that energized the team, JJ Redick getting tossed again. The official, that's just terrible.
You know what? I think a little bit, but look, I thought we were pretty energized the whole night. I really didn't think that was a problem. You know, I thought our guys, even we're down 24, I thought we were playing. You know, I thought that I was struggling to figure out anything offensively. They were defending us well. I wasn't getting us into the right stuff. I think we sort of figured it out at least a little bit better going down the stretch because our effort was good throughout. And, but I do think the JJ thing, just the emotion in that, you know, was good. So I did tell him I don't remember too many guys getting ejected on a call that went their way. But, you know, hey.
I'm sorry. He got tossed for that, Jordan. He got tossed for a bounce ball that, you know.
It was.
What? I didn't say it. Ridiculous. What do you make of Josh Hart, dude? Again, he's the heart of this team. Would you agree with me on that? It's incredible.
I wouldn't say
he's one of the hearts on this team. Plays hard. Well, what would you say?
I wouldn't say he's one of the hearts of this team.
You don't think he is, huh?
I think he's.
I can't wait for the voice of the Pelicans.
I think he's
to answer that.
I think he's a huge
next question.
It's a huge contribution to the team, but I don't think he's like
he's a contribution. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's like the main vote. Like if we didn't have him, we'd die, or the Pelicans would die.
Okay, all right.
I mean, we got to talk about what happened with Nicola Melli.
Uncle Earl. What you got, man?
Hey, Gus. Beautiful Monday, man. Hope y'all doing well, buddy. Hope you and Jordan's doing good and had a wonderful weekend. Mm-hmm. No more freezing time, man. Let's get summer going. Hey, Gus, I'm not going to drink the Kool-Aid yet, but, mm-hmm. man, like I said before, if we could get some consistent wins, man, it's a good young team. But when they, like what happened over the weekend in that fourth quarter, and then you get a big win, and then next thing you know, they lose by 15. So if we could get consistent, man, and it start playing some better defense and limit the turnovers, Gus, I think they can make a little run later on. I mean, I would love to see him get in the playoffs. I know it's a shortened season, but limit the turnovers and start playing some consistent ball. and feed Zion, man, and then kick it out and somebody be open. Let's get in the playoffs. And a young team like this, anything can happen, Gus.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I want to see, and I guess we'll keep an eye on too, is again just the consistency thing. Again, you know, I'll talk to Todd about this next segment. You lost two of the first three games in this homestand, which is four, against the third and fourth seed, or fourth and fifth seed, right, of the Western Conference, in games that, you know, up until that fourth quarter, which again I can't explain it, 41-12 fourth against Phoenix. I don't know what happened. But you were leading in that game by double digits. And, you know, Portland, you went toe-to-toe with them.
Yeah. Hey, Gus, I forgot the big man's name. Who we just got recently.
Steven Adams or Billy Hernan Gomez?
Yeah.
Hernan Gomez.
No, Steven, I haven't heard much about him. Has he been playing well?
Steven Adams, he's been dealing with an injury.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe that's why I haven't heard.
Mm-hmm.
Also, hey, Gus, y'all have a good week. Hey, real quick, Gus, does Drew come out this week? I'll hang up and listen, buddy.
I don't know. It's what we're waiting for, right? Isn't that what we're waiting for, Jordan? Huh?
Coming out.
You think it's happening this week?
Not this week.
Wow.
I'm not feeling it.
You're not feeling it this week, huh?
Not this week.
You don't think so?
Next week. 100%.
Is he coming back?
No.
I think, like Sharif said, the guy's not coming back to play for $1 million.
It's taken quite a while, though.
Oh, stop it. It's the Sports Hangover. The voice of the Pelicans is next. Todd Graff Panini on ESPN New Orleans.
Join us for our President's Day event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. You can get a great deal on a Ram today. Check out all of their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram trucker van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Avenue Wine Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025. St. Charles Avenue. Avenue Wine Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
So let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
800-998-1003. You can tweet at us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Jordan, pull up a couple of those responses for game balls. Pat's on the back, and who needs to have a seat next to coach? We'll go back and forth with the voice. The Tulane Greenway. Well, I'm sorry. Jeez, see what I just did there?
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah. That's over a year now.
I'm having fun because, Todd, I say that because over the weekend, what was it, Friday, Zach Strief says he's going back to coaching to the New Orleans Saints and that. And, I, you know, maybe one, two, three, four, five. Several people have come out and endorsed You know, so I don't know. I'm just saying, from the Tulane Green Wave to the Pelicans, to now people want you to be the voice of the Saints. You know, I don't know. Can I hire you for birthdays, cameos, things of that nature? You know, those things on Twitter where people
Todd
say hi to
does
you.
Does need to go on cameo?
Yeah, you need to go on cameo, man. I mean, if people want you to be voices of stuff, you know, you can charge like 15, 20 bucks to
for
say
five
hey.
5 seconds.
Yeah, for 5, 10 seconds, wish somebody a happy birthday. You know.
I really should have taken advantage during the lockdown, Gus, when I was doing those videos of the kids dunking.
Yes.
I should have done that.
Yep.
You know, that seems like a lifetime ago. It was almost a year now that I think about it. I mean, we're coming up on March. Mm. So, yeah, we were trying to fill content big time back in April and in June before we knew what was going on. But, yeah, I'm up for hire for videos and stuff like that.
You know what just popped in my head? It's probably not a good idea, but you seen all those memes of Drew Brees or the things that's trending. You know, the brick that goes like a half a foot, or you could voice some of those memes. You know, we're not doing that.
It was a long lockdown before sports came back.
Todd, you told us last week that you and Joel had this discussion, that
yep.
he told you, I legitimately, what he say? Don't know what I'm going to see from this basketball team.
We were talking after the Portland game. I called him when I got home, and we were just kind of talking about the game. And of course, that seems like a lifetime ago, and it was less than a week.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, Damian Lillard had that N1 to win the game, but the Pelicans played well, and just, you know, a superstar took control of the game and won it. That's basically what happened. But, you know, we had the conversation, and we almost at exactly the same time said, we have no idea what's going to happen from night to night. We don't know what Pelican team is going to show up, because they can look so very, very good one quarter and then so not very good in the next. And, you know, that's just what we're seeing right now. And, I mean, you go back to Friday night, Gus, and that fourth quarter, and I was joking with Daniel in the pregame show yesterday. You know, I woke up in the middle of the night on Saturday, and I was going, 41-12. It was like, yeah. It wasn't a futuristic year on Mars. I mean, that was the fourth quarter. And a Phoenix. I mean, you can't make that stuff up, Gus.
What happened in that quarter, Todd?
You know what happened? I don't know what happened, because we're looking around, and Alden Hagedorn, our statistician, is looking at me going, by the way, the quarter right now is 27-5. And I went, 27-5? That's not even possible. This is an NBA game. But it was 27-5. It completely unraveled in such a short amount of time. And mm-hmm. from an 11-point lead to game over, midway through the fourth quarter, it was unlike anything I'd ever seen. And then you fast forward to yesterday, you're down 24 with 6 minutes left in the third quarter. And Daniel and we weren't grasping at straws quite yet, because we've seen huge leads disappear in the NBA. And we just kind of got to the point that, all right, look, let's chip away. Let's get it to something manageable before the fourth quarter hits. And then you go from there, and that's exactly what happened. They cut it to 13 at the end of the third, and, you know, 13 might seem like a lot, but it really isn't. And, you know, I know you've been talking about J.J. Redick getting ejected, and I actually asked Van Gundy after the game if that kind of energized the right. team when Redick got ejected. And he went as far as to say, look, the energy was good the entire game. It was. The points off turnover differential in the first half was ludicrous. It was 19-0. Boston had the advantage points off of turnovers. So once the Pelicans decided to handle the ball, things started to even out. The defense really stepped up. And when Redick left, Nico Melli came in, mm-hmm. and Melli played the rest of the game. He did not sub out. He played 17 consecutive minutes, which is more minutes combined than he probably played in 2 months. And look, he was 1-for-7 from the floor, but what he did defensively, that's why he didn't come out of the game, Gus. He was doing a tremendous job
knocking balls away, getting steals, rebounding. And, you know, what he brought on the defensive end kept him in. And Sam Van Gundy did not sub at all in the entire fourth quarter. He let that lineup to play it out. And, you know, we saw what happened at the end and just the minutes piled up. But you can't – it was almost like going back to the Indiana game
right.
in Indianapolis when the Pacers were coming back with the bench players, if you recall. The Pelicans had that huge lead, and they took all the starters out, and the bench players really brought them back into the game, and they played the entire fourth quarter. That's what happened yesterday, and it was just – it was a lot of fun to be in that building, and I was just really happy for the team because, look, they've been taking a beating both locally, you know, and somewhat nationally in the last few days after what we've seen, those Portland and Phoenix games. And to do that on national television, on ABC, against such a, you know, a well-known team like the Boston Celtics, that's huge. And you just hope, because we're playing Detroit on Wednesday, who knows what's going to happen. But you would like to think it would start trending this team in the right direction when you're talking about consistency.
I think one of the things that stood out to me, speaking with the voice of the Pelicans, Ty Graffanini as well, that stood out was obviously what we talked about last week on the show, Todd. And I know you were listening when I was saying, look, you know, give the keys to Zion. And I kept saying, hey, look, at the very least, you know, make it a learner's permit. But I love at the end you saw them trust Zion. And make or miss, I would have been happy with that play, right, when he goes to the rack. And then it's something you keep bringing up that no one's really talking about, the stats, the numbers, and all that. Todd, he keeps making big, key fourth-quarter free throws. That gave the Pels a two-point lead, if not Tatum's floaters, a ball game, you know, walk-off floater. And then at the end, the big three to Ingram – He passes it, but he was trusted to make the decision. And I just, like I said, man, it's by the game. You're just going, that's why it needs to go through him right now.
Well, I think, you know, I think that's filtered to the staff, and I think they realize it as well. And that's why when you listen to the call and you hear, you know, me say, ask and you shall receive, and Daniel mm-hmm. said, just feed them. That's exactly what we were talking about prior to the play, because we'd heard so much talk about, all right, is Zion going to get the ball at the end of ball games and let him do the work? And that's exactly what we were talking about. And you saw, I mean, there was no hesitation. He took it right at Thompson, who, by the way, is not a small individual. And if you look at that replay, Thompson went back 5 feet. I mean, went back 5 feet, and he fouled Zion. So who got the worst of that? And, look, Zion made a big bucket. Obviously, he made the free throw.
Yeah.
So he did everything asked of him, and, of course, Tatum made the shot. But, you know, I'm glad you brought up Brandon Ingram, because I couldn't have been more happy for Brandon Ingram to make that shot, because obviously he's been under fire locally because he hasn't done very well in clutch situations. He needed to make a shot like that for his confidence. And you're right, Zion drove it left of the lane, and he saw Brandon on the wing. He was wide open. It was a perfect bounce pass, and Ingram caught it basically waist high and right into a shot, and nothing but net. So yesterday was the best of both worlds if you're a Pelican fan, because you saw Zion take control at the end of ball games, both in regulation and in overtime. He made a huge shot at the end of regulation, and Brandon Ingram made a huge shot at the end of overtime, which ultimately won the game. So I don't think you could have it any better than that.
Yeah, you know, Todd, the other thing I wanted to touch on too is kind of get your help on this, because look, Zion, B.I. get the attention, obviously. Lonzo playing better is obviously going to get a lot of national attention. Billy Hernan Gomez, the minutes he's doing while Steven Adams sort of recovers and gets, you know, past the ankle injury and things of that nature. But also Josh Hart. I mean, you can't understate it, right? Without them, you're not winning.
No, we were calling him the junkyard dog last year. He was doing exactly the same things that he's doing right now, but it was just shadowed because the team at this particular time last year was 7-23. 30 games in. It was just getting lost in the shuffle. But Josh Hart's been doing exactly the same thing he's been doing since day one, going back to a year ago. He's playing more games now. He's much more healthy, as is the entire team. I mean, you think about it, you really have been relatively healthy this entire season. I know Steven Adams has been out the last couple of games, but we did see him out prior to the game yesterday, out on the court, at least getting some shots up. So I would think he would be pretty close to playing against the Pistons on Wednesday. You'd hope so. You got another day off tomorrow to rest up. I mean, 2 days off, it's like hitting a lottery right now. But, you know, Josh has just been outstanding. And I heard Sharif talking earlier. The only thing you have an issue with Josh, and it's just, you know, it's just the way it is, he's just not really consistent shooting the ball. One day he could go 6 for 11, and the next he could go 0 for 5. That's just what you get. But what you're going to get every single night is hustle and rebounding. I mean, he's the fourth best rebounder for someone his size in the entire NBA. He's averaging 7.5 rebounds a game, and he's 6'4". You know, and it's just not an easy thing to do. And he defends. He does everything a coach asks him to do. And, I mean, he had another double-double off the bench yesterday.
Yeah.
Another one. So if you count him up, he's got 5 double-doubles this year, all of them been off the bench.
Wow. Tells you a lot there, no doubt about it. Todd, here's the other thing as we wrap up with you, man, that's good, is they actually have a day to practice. Get better. I mean, they don't play until Wednesday.
Right.
Imagine that, right?
No, it's good. I know, look, they have a well-deserved day off today. Yesterday, no. If you left that arena, if you were in the arena yesterday and you
That's what I meant to ask you. The crowd. Tell me about the crowd, man. Terry called and gave himself a game ball.
I heard, now look, I didn't hear the calls until much later on and then today, because when you're in it, you're not really focusing on it. And I was actually shocked at how loud it was in the background. See, the thing about it, where I am, Gus, now, we're a section over in 111, and we're surrounded by plexiglass. We're not really out in the open anymore, you know, just for health and safety protocols. So we're basically in our own little booths. So the sound really doesn't come in like it used to a year ago when we were almost, you know, out in the open. So, you know, just in the moment, I really couldn't tell. Now, you can see fans out there, but you really can't hear them like you normally would. But boy, just listening to the replays, they obviously were making an impact, even though there were 1,900 of them. And I think you could see the team feeding off the fans. So that's a very, very good thing. And obviously it's only going to go up as the Pelicans announced today that they're going to increase capacity. Hopefully as the trends continue to go down, more and more people will be allowed back in the arena. And we'll, you know, hopefully a lot of people will get to see this team. Because, look, I don't know, win or lose, it's exciting to watch. I mean, I hate to say it, but there's a chance you're going to see history each and every night.
You never know. Williams tipped it. Nelly got it. Now you there have the basketball in a tie game.
Come on.
40 seconds left in overtime.
Make the pass.
Now point Zion. Sizing up Tice. Throw it out to Ingram. Left wing three. Swish!
Todd, I love it, buddy. Thank you, man. We'll talk to you again as we get closer to tip-off on Wednesday.
All right, Goosey. Enjoy.
There he goes. Thursday. No, Wednesday. Detroit. Never mind. Jesus, Pete. I don't even know what I'm doing here. Quit shaking your head. You got a back-to-back. Sports Hangover and ESPN.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ugh, nothing's worse than starting trouble. We can help you out. We can start with a free battery test. That way we'll know if your battery is causing the issue. It could be your starter or your alternator. You don't want to waste money on the wrong fix. And if you do need a new battery, we've got you covered with a wide selection of replacement batteries. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination. Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2019. Get in the zone, AutoZone. DSC.
There are so many razors out there. How do you choose which one's right for you? Well, at Dollar Shave Club, we got you. With a 6-blade cartridge for daily shavers with short hair and a 4-blade cartridge for less frequent shavers with longer hair. Still confused? Well, we put both blades in one new starter box, so you can test drive both. Check out DollarShaveClub.com/ESPN, DollarShaveClub.com/ESPN, and visit DSE at your nearest store. You've got questions, we got answers. Welcome to the club.
Now at a store near you.
Here's the good news. Even with high unemployment, there's still a need for hundreds of thousands of cybersecurity professionals in the U.S. right now. And My Computer Career is training people to help meet the demand. No IT experience? No problem. Take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Hi, I'm Casey Gisclair.
And I'm Stan Gravois.
Join us every Saturday right here for the Sports Corner.
High school, college, and national sports.
Coaches and call-ins and your take on our opinions in the world of sports.
So join us every Saturday from 10 to noon.
Right here on the Sports Corner presented by TGMC Community Sports Institute.
10 to noon.
On ESPN 100.3.
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengap.
Hey, Jordan. You know I'm a space freak, right? Kind of like a plane and all that stuff. You saw the video released a little bit ago by NASA?
Yeah, one-of-a-kind footage.
Of it landing last week, and then here's the sound. This is like, that's the wind on Mars. It's the mics.
All right, you're blowing up people's spaces.
No, I'm just saying, that's what it sounds
Someone's
like.
Someone's base is now
it sounds
blown
like
out,
on Mars right now.
And they have to go pay for
How
that.
Crazy is that? Marlon Favorite. Did I blow out your speakers?
Probably.
I don't think I did. Marlon?
Probably sound different, though.
You think it'd be different if it sounded like on the West Bank of Mars?
Yeah. Well, that would be the best sound, baby. Hello, somebody.
Marlon, how was your weekend, man? How you doing?
Oh, it was pretty good. Goose, how about you?
Good, man.
Yeah, we did the training over at the Gretna Rugby Field with Conquer Sports, so just been getting them D-linemen straight. I'm about to put some clips up on my Instagram and Twitter so you can check them out, man. These boys around here looking good, man. Balling.
One of the things I wanted to get with you on that, too, is we've talked about this. As we're getting closer to training, the combines or your pro days or whatever, still obviously dealing with COVID and getting in shape and stuff. But look, Cam Newton and the kid made viral video news this weekend on camps. Camps are still happening, though, huh? I mean, so is that kind of taking even more of an importance and a role for these high school kids to be able to go out and attend these camps?
It is. It's very important. And that kid, he was very risky. I'm surprised he didn't get put out the camp for talking reckless to the guy who put the camp together. But it's super important, Gus, but since you brought up Cam Newton, one time for Cam's character, man. I've heard from multiple guys around the league. I didn't play against Cam because I was already gone from LSU by the time he was the man at Auburn. But I've heard nothing but good reports about the type of guy he is, and he handled that pretty well because, I mean, that is a true situation. He is a free agent. He didn't come off the best season just now with the Patriots, right. But I saw a lot of people retweeting his accomplishments, and that kid needs to go ahead and put some Birdman respect on that man's name with a K at the end.
He handled it a lot better than I did. I hate to say that. I really do because, like, I don't know. I look at some of this, and a lot of it, Marlon, is probably, I wouldn't say, like, you and me's fault, but media's fault and you know, fan fault as well in terms of, we kind of prop up these high school kids or these kids to basically think that they're on the same level as Cam Newton. Whether you like Cam Newton or not, what he did at Auburn was special. He was an MVP in the NFL. He was pretty good for a good bit. Took a team to a Super Bowl. I would be looking at Jordan. Like, I don't know what you think you'd be doing, you know, disrespecting or saying that to a Saints player in the locker room like that. I can't imagine somebody that would sort of feel that way. Now, if you're kind of having some fun in that, but, you know, there's part of that video where the kid's, like, spitting on the ground, kind of bowing up towards him. And I was like, man, I don't know. It just, it was very odd to see.
It was, Gus. But while we're on that subject, you know, me having an opportunity to play in the NFL, play on a college level, man, that's hard. Like, it is extremely hard to get to that level. Needless to say, accomplish what he's accomplished. So a lot of these high school kids, I think at that age, they're not really paying attention to the percentage of guys that actually make it to the NFL. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard to start in high school, like to be named a starter in high school. But to make it to the NFL, not only do you have to be a starter, but you have to be a superstar. You have to stand out of that 100,000 people. And then to make it to the NFL, and Cam, people forget, first-round draft pick, first pick to the Carolina Panthers, has had double-digit successful years there. As you mentioned, MVP. Like, that's tough. So for that kid to talk to him the way he did, I read that he later on apologized.
He did. Well,
and, you know, like I said, these are kids, but it's important that they know the values of how hard it is. And then you don't want that karma on your life anyway. You know, you're like sitting here talking, hey, you trash, you ain't do nothing, you about to, and your dreams may get crushed. So you just, it's a tough for the people listening. I know it looks easy, and pay attention to the actual numbers. It's 45 guys dressing out. So for you to make a 45-man roster in a league that only has 32 teams says a lot about your skill set. So, yeah.
I think the thing, too, Marlon, that stood out to me, too, and look, you've spoken about it over the summer with a lot of the things that's happened politically and in this country the last couple of months. You know, player empowerment, you name it. We've seen it in the NFL a little bit. Look, honestly, one of the things that hit me about that video that I saw it, I'm like, already people sort of think kids are spoiled. They're entitled to feel that certain way. You have an attitude problem. And let's be honest, when you do stuff like that, it doesn't help you. You know, and I think that's what there's more of that video where Cam's trying to do that. The coach of his team's trying to calm it down and tell the kid to shut up. And Cam's like, relax, we're squashing it. I'm trying to explain to him why are you getting angry? You know, and that was the thing is that, you know, that I don't know anything about that kid, but maybe a school or two is looking at him and that could something like that. Let's be honest, Marlon, you know, this is how it goes in recruiting. That could literally be the difference between playing at an SEC school or not. You know,
it is. I deal with it all the time with our student athletes.
Yeah, because if he's labeled a troublemaker, if he's labeled he has an attitude, if he's labeled, you know, he didn't want to get talked to or something of that nature. I mean, again, if you're really good, teams overlook that and schools overlook that. But it something like that, man, could overlook. And I think that's what Cam was trying to tell him.
That's all. He was just trying to educate him. Like, hey, dude. There are a lot of cameras out there here. You're talking to a guy that's essentially a superstar. I'm not going to tell you that, but this is going to go viral everywhere. And not only will the NFL, because I saw Cam Jordan had commented. I saw Marcus Spears had posted something. I reposted it. So if guys that played in the NFL and have done the X, Y, and Z, Gus is posting it, of course LSU is looking at that, Florida State, you know, Texas. And they're going to – that follows you, man. It's like a behavior report. So I do hope that kid, you know, gets his attitude together and you know, it's a respect thing, man. One, Cam Newton is an adult. You're not, you know, so you're being disrespectful. Now, Cam does have fun, and he cracks jokes and things of that nature.
Right.
So it's cool, but he took it too far. And, you know, just a little immature, obviously.
And, look, it hopefully it's one of those things that you're not talking about and coaches are talking about to other kids and players and stuff and be like, hey, learn from that perspective. Marlon, let's talk a little bit about what else has been going on social media that I've had a blast with just because I can't not chuckle. Disrespectful or not, the viral Drew Brees trending trend right now where everyone wants to find a meme or a gif of something or someone failing in either throwing, running very slow, or appearing very old in reference to Drew Brees.
No, Gus, I'm pulling it up now. Drew Brees got some memes circulating around. Oh, Drew. Oh, man, Drew. We didn't hit him with the...
Dude, he was trending for, like, the last 4 days. I'm looking right now to see if he's still trending. No, he's not.
I'm looking.
Thankfully.
Oh, man, this is crazy. Wow. Drew Brees is still trying to win a Super Bowl. 2057. It's like this old picture. Wow. And it looks like him. It's crazy. Oh, this is funny. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. 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 It's what, and this is something that's going to continue to be a Q&A as long as he stretch out his retirement. And I saw a video where Coach Sean Payton was like, you know, I'm not really pressing him to make a decision, so on and so forth. But, I mean, it's just not only the off-season decisions he's made before the season started with signing the NBC contract and, you know, being able to getting hurt in 2019 and 2020, it mm-hmm. is a thing. Not to mention the same is over the salary cap, trying to figure out what they're going to do with the next quarterback. You know, James is technically a free agent. This carousel of quarterbacks that, you know, you have Carlton Wentz now with the Colts. You have Matthew Stafford now out in playing for L.A. with the Rams.
Right.
So you're running out of options, basically.
Yeah, so we'll see if some of these quarterbacks changing spots, you know, helps or not with Wentz, as you said, with the Colts and Stafford in L.A. switching with Detroit and Goff there. So we'll see what happens with Deshaun Watson if he gets traded or not. One of the other things, though, that I guess has been talked about a lot, though, and I think you and I touched on it, Marcus Williams, right? At some point, a decision has to be made as to how and where you view him among safeties in the NFL. I think the Saints want him back. I've been told that they feel that way. You know, and people that cover the team also feel that way, that they want him as well. Where you set your price point's pretty important. We've seen a lot of players in the last couple of seasons, just by where they set their price points, determine whether or not they come back to this team or not. Where do you think Marcus Williams needs to set his price point?
I mean, I would place it right next to Buda Baker. Because, I mean, if you look at it by number, with him and Buda Baker, I think Marcus in his first 4 years has about 13 interceptions, and Buda Baker has, if I'm not mistaken, two or three. Now, one of the interceptions he got hawked down by McCaffrey. I don't know if you remember that that play. But, I mean, just looking across the league, you know, you have guys like Tyrann Mathieu. He just signed a big deal last year. Buda Baker, he's about to make $14.7 million. So, I mean, if I'm Marcus, I come in the game as a third round draft pick. I made $5 million over the last few years. It's my time to get paid. You look at the production he's had, what he's done on the defense, even as a rookie. But, I mean, you got guys like Buda, he's getting $14.7 a year. Eddie Jackson, $14.6 a year. Tyrann Mathieu, $14 million a year. Landon Collins, he has those numbers. So if I'm Marcus Williams, if I don't make at least $14 to $15 million a year with the numbers that I put up on my new deal, I need to find a happy middle with this, you know, and because, again, Gus, it's not guaranteed that you're going to get see another contract. So he's put up these numbers. This is his year. He has, again, he don't have as much tackles as Buda, but he has the numbers and interceptions. It's about mm-hmm. creating turnover. So he's shown he can do that and be consistent with it. So the Saints are the, and then the salary cap drops next year with this upcoming season. So they're like $50 million over the cap now. A lot of chairs that's going to have to be moved around, but if I'm Marcus, I have to get my money. I mean, it's nothing. I love why I was drafted. Again, a great opportunity here, but you got to get paid.
All right. There he is, Marlon Favorite, a big Fave 504. So, way to follow him on Twitter. Inside the Trenches, the podcast. Sir, we'll talk to you at the end of the week.
Y'all have a good one. Peace.
There he goes. Jordan, you ready for the last segment of the show? You're so focused on school. Are you in class? You're still in class?
Technically. But, I mean.
Quick break. We come back. Final segment. Should we talk to your teacher?
That's probably not it. This is the law. This is the law one. So probably not.
Oh, this is the law one, huh? What'd you get a grade? What was your grade on your?
No, I actually got a good grade on it.
All right. Tell us the grade when we come back.
All right.
We're taking over final segment. Matt Moscone, after further review, coming up at the top of the hour. It's your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
You're invited to Greg LeBlanc Toyota's spectacular sales event going on now till the end of the month. Great selections of models and colors to choose from and deep discounts. With huge incentives, this is the time to purchase your new Toyota Camry or Corolla. Exceptional MPG ratings and 2 years free maintenance. This is the event you've been waiting for. Visit our friendly staff at Houma's number one dealer. Go to Greg LeBlanc Toyota, where you get the deal. Greg LeBlanc Toyota, where you get the deal.
Your life is mobile. So is your bank. As a State Bank and Trust Company account holder, you can check your balances, view transactions, transfer funds, and pay bills anywhere or anytime with State Bank and Trust Company's online banking or mobility app. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belts and related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodaux, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. In fact, ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/GREENY.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. A little college baseball over the weekend. We'll talk about it tomorrow and Wednesday as they get back into midweek action. Tulane 1-2, LSU 1-1. They play at 5 o'clock against Louisiana Tech. Nichols went 1-2. Their football team, Jordan, won 87-3. See if we can get Coach Rebo on tomorrow to talk about that here as well. We'll talk to UNO as well. They went 2-1. How about your Lions? I didn't get Matt Reiser last week. I wonder why.
Well, because you're not showing them any love.
Really? What's your job again?
Book guest. Yeah, produce.
How many of those baseball coaches did you get that we had last week? Zero.
Two out of the four.
Zero. So you could have at least gotten your school's head baseball coach.
Yeah, I could have. That was a failure on my part, but okay. I was only here for one day last week.
Well, again, it's not my problem, is it?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
What grade did you get in school?
So this is the legal brief.
This is media law?
Media law.
Media law.
And it doesn't feel like media law.
Okay.
Grade, B-.
Wow.
But
uh-huh.
Overall rating,
mm-hmm.
Superior in the comment. So I'm taking that as, wow.
I'll take a B-.
That was probably the highest grade in the class, honestly.
For you. Here we go. Let's make sure about that.
If the overall rating is superior, I mean.
That's a heck of an assertion there that your B- was the highest grade in the class and no one got an A?
Well, how could the.
How do you know anyone got an A?
Because if the overall rating for a B- is superior, then what.
That is very true.
It should be an A plus then.
I mean, then. Is there any possibility to get A work then? If that's superior, then B minus.
The background and summary contain vague references to legal jargon instead of specific items.
Oh.
An example: defendant's plaintiffs.
So you could have been. You could have got an A. So you failed.
No, but in the
you gave
the
no
summary,
examples
in the little you know the instructions. Yeah. It said, "Please do not overcomplicate and use court." And use court, keep it in layman's terms,
because
you really don't know what those terms mean yet.
That was part of the instruction.
So,
You made it as layman as possible.
I made it so clear that a third grader could read it.
So you made it so clear that you had no idea about legal jargon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I wouldn't know. It wasn't enough. I had to put more legal
that
jargon.
That kind of sounds like a professor that near and dear to my heart. That's something I would do. Uncle Earl, what you got for us?
Hey, Gus, real quick,
Who is your top candidate, and who would you like to see replacing Zach for the voice of the Saints? I would love to see Jim come back, but I know that's probably not the case. But you think the guy that calls the Pelicans games, that he calls the Saints preseason, that used to a couple years ago, how do you see that happening, Gus?
Well, Joe Myers does the preseason football games, and he does the basketball stuff. I'm biased, though. I have a very biased, so if I would say where my heart wants and where my head is, I mean, it's the Graf. I'd love Todd to do it. I wanted him to do it before. When the first search went on. But that's just me. Because I think radio and TV are a little different to me, though, right? I view it completely different. Because growing up in sports and why I got into this medium to begin with, I thought I could be the voice of the Cubs one day. I grew up listening to Harry and Steve. And to me, that's what I liked about it, right? I mean, I don't need unbiased. You should be biased. You are the voice of something. The title is Voice of Said Team. It's not today's call is brought to you by or, you know, this crew. It's completely different when you work for Fox Sports or CBS or ESPN. You know, like Sean Kelly actually called the game yesterday, former Pels voice, but he now works for ESPN. So when Zion hits a shot, he gets excited. When Jason Tatum hit the floater, you get excited. It's a difference. When you're the voice of a team, I want you to absolutely feel the officials are behind, you know, a mess up job, the
refs are getting paid off.
Absolutely. There's cheating involved. I want to hear your heartbroken when when Jordan drops a pass, who just came in, he wanted to play tight end. Coach puts him in because of an injury. And there's Jordan, wide open, post play, ball in the air. Oh my, he dropped it. Dropped it in the end zone.
He tries to catch it with one.
Through his hands. Like, I want to hear, this. I want to hear a hand hitting the desk. That's what I want. That's me. I'm completely different, though. Right, that's me.
Hey, Gustin, another person, and I know he does basketball like your boy, was Tim Brando, a Louisiana guy.
Right.
I know he did a lot of basketball.
He does football. He does football for Fox. He does football for Fox.
Okay. Yeah. Somebody from the heart and somebody from Louisiana. Gus, when do you think it's going to come out? You think it's going to be a while?
My guess since the announcement was Friday that Zach is going back to coaching. But here's the thing. Since it was only, I can't believe it was 3 years ago, right? It was 3 years ago.
Has it?
Yeah. He said it was, two, 3 years ago, three seasons, whatever. My point is the list is probably still fresh. I can't imagine if whoever made the finalist list wouldn't still be interested. So I don't think it actually is going to take that long. I think you probably already know that already where you would want to go. And we'll see where it winds up going.
Gosh, have a good week, man. Always a pleasure, buddy.
Yeah, appreciate it. By no means am I saying it's already got like four people texting me.
What? Inside
you just want Todd to go there so you can apply for the Pelicans.
That's exactly
that's
what
not,
it, you've,
that is
you've
not.
You've actually texted in the group message. Hey, Todd,
I just said.